it will not come to you if life is still causing you to ask for more. We want you to mix it up in life. We want life to keep you asking, because when your life stops, when your life is no longer causing you to ask, then the next logical step is reemerging into non-physical. And in either way, it's delicious, you see. You can't cease to be.
Wow. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Further back? Yes?
Hello again. The other day you said, one of the parting things that you said to me was that my son would tell me, or I would know if something was not right where he's living. And the thing of it is that I think he's been trying to tell me that, but I'm not sure. I can't tell the difference because his communication is not... I don't know if he's picking up on my worrisome vibration.
Well, let us translate for him. Nothing's wrong. Everything's all right. You are exaggerating your concerns. Your concerns are coming from your own conjuring. There is not anything that you need to dig into and fix. Everything's all right there.
Is there... okay. Thank you. Is there... not that I want to go there again, but should I go into that, come out of the vortex and go into that feeling again? Can you help me with some process to pull me out of it?
Logical that I would worry, because I've been practicing worrying for such a very long time, but worrying has never served me well. It doesn't serve anybody that I know very well, and so I'm going to stop this illogical worry and get back into the vortex.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. One quick question.
Your son went to a lot of trouble to be born in a non-communicative body, not so that you could make up negative things on his behalf.
Okay, thank you. Yes, okay.
In other words, think about the trust that consciousness comes into. Think about the understanding of well-being and the knowing that the vibration of source will keep well-being going. Think about a willingness to come forth like that, you see.
Yes.
And there are a lot of people that say, oh, well, I must be their worrisome advocate. And we say, please don't.
Okay. All right. And do we pick our parents when we come in?
It's not specific like you just stated it, but when you think about it, everything that we've been saying about your vibrational countenance, you're really going to like this. So do you acknowledge that what you think, and therefore what you're offering vibrationally, and therefore how you're feeling, and therefore what manifests, do you accept that it all matches?
Yes.
So the vibration of your being equals what unfolds.
Yes.
And do you think that that just started after you got here in this body? Or do you think that that's a universal law?
I think it's a universal law.
And what do you think the vibration of the energy coming in is? Do you think it's lackful? Or do you think it's in alignment and therefore coming into exactly what it is vibrationally choosing? You see, the thing that makes people think that there's karma or that freaky mistakes happened is that sometimes people are born into situations that you, now that you're here, would not choose. And we say, but you weren't the one that got to choose. This was consciousness choosing for a reason. There are a lot of energies coming forth wanting experiences that are different from the norm because they have points they want to make. There are a lot of people coming forth wanting to teach allowing in a stronger way, wanting to teach trust, wanting to teach universal well-being in a stronger way, you see.
Yes.
Yes.
I got it. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Very good. Were you following what we were just getting at?
Yes.
So from your non-physical perspective, when